So before we dive into the award and why we're talking today, tell me a little bit about your history. How long have you been a paramedic?
So I graduated from the paramedic program in 2009. I did my, it's called preceptorship or consolidation. It's the last kind of semester of the program in Smith Falls at Lander County. And I got hired on June 2009, went full-time 7 years later, and then decided to take the jump into leadership a couple years ago. Typically, unless you work for one of the bigger cities, you have to start out part-time. So I did part-time with Lander County and Renfrew for the first 7 years of my career. And then when I got the opportunity to get full-time, I let Renfrew go and focused my attention on Lander because I live in the county. So,
okay, great. You were recently in Toronto to receive the Ontario Medal for Paramedic Bravery. Fewer than 1% of paramedics in Ontario receive this kind of honor. Tell me a little bit about that day and how it felt to receive such a recognition.
I was very surprised. I didn't expect anything like that. I don't do this job for recognition. Like I like to just, I'm in it to help and to serve my community, and I don't like to be the front and center of attention. So it was a great honor to receive that award, and they put on a fantastic event. It was really well done. I was really blessed to have the opportunity to take part in it.
When did you find out you were going to be receiving an award?
It was about a month ago. My chief announced it, Chief Melama, at one of our management meetings.
Yeah, and if you're open to talking about it, we can kind of dive into why you received the award. You pulled an unconscious body out of a vehicle that was fully engulfed in flames. Do you mind just walking us through that day and that moment?
Yeah, so I was on shift. It was New Year's Eve. And I heard the accident go out over the air. It was early morning. It was around 3 a.m., give or take. And our crew was coming from a standby location in Port Elmsley. We're coming off Smith Falls and Perth. And I knew I was going to be the closest because it was just outside of town. So I booked on, raced over there to see what I could do. I've been involved with a few different car fires, and they tend to progress quite quickly. So time was of the essence. And I came around the corner. I saw the car was engulfed in the front end. And so I just tried to see what I could do as quick as possible. Patient had to get out of the car. He was unconscious. There wasn't a whole lot of forethought that went into it. It was just reacting to the situation at hand, and time is critical. So.
Yeah, and I wanted to ask a little bit about that because obviously you're well-trained, but at some point, and especially in calls like that, instinct must take over. So where does that line sort of cross, and when do you realize that you just have something to do? Because not everybody is going to see a car engulfed in flames and get directly involved and pull somebody out.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely growth and experience that you get within the profession. I know when I first started, nerves were definitely the predominant emotion, but you get accustomed to working under pressure. And we're, you know, paramedics in Lander County, especially, we're in a rural service. We have to get the job done regardless of what's happening. So stress and anxiety and whatever, take a back seat to just getting the job done, the task at hand, you know?
And what kind of support system do you have in place to make sure you can process a call like that? Because I imagine there's such a mental toll on first responders seeing and coming across emergencies, especially ones as serious as the one you were involved with.
I have the nature of the job. You learn pretty quickly that you need to compartmentalize first and foremost. Secondly, I have a very strong faith and support system with my wife, especially, and just recognizing that this is the job that I signed up for, and this is the emotional roller coaster that you're going to have to ride sometimes. It's not always easy, but it comes with the territory.
And I know one thing my brother talks about a lot. He's a constable with the RCMP. He's told me a handful of times one of the hardest mental parts of being a first responder is attending a scene or an accident doing what you have to do and then not really knowing the outcome. So is that hard to deal with as well? And do you have any sort of update on the person that you helped on that New Year's Eve?
Yeah, especially the nature of especially working in healthcare is with especially with patient privacy and health information. We're not generally able to follow up with how these things happen. I know this individual didn't end up making it, but it's an unfortunate end to a tragic situation. But yeah, I can sympathize with your brother's experience. It's difficult not knowing the end result for sure.
So, what are the steps after you attend a call as serious as that? Do you just move on and continue your shift, or is there any sort of intervention that happens before you go right back to it?
Yeah, it depends. Typically, it's hard to understand, I think, if you're not in, the first response mentality, but emergencies kind of become our norm. And there are occasions where we need to step back and take a break and kind of evaluate what took place. But typically, we pick up, we move on to the next emergency that comes in.
And sort of to backtrack to the night of the awards, I imagine you had a bunch of family and friends as well to attend. That must have been nice to see them, to have them watch you get honored and just an incredible evening.
I got to invite some guests. So we brought some colleagues from work, and my mom and my brother were able to attend. And I had other family that weren't able to be there in person, but they got to watch live through a link. So that was fantastic to be able to share that with people that are close to me. It was quite the experience.
Before I let you go, was there anything else you feel like we should mention that we didn't really touch on about this?
I just want to say, Lanark County is well served by the paramedics that are working here. They're well trained and they're here to really serve the community.